Make some noise in this house. God's been good to us. He's kept you and all of us 154 days this year. Let somebody know I'm still here. Hallelujah. You could have been gone. He could have left you in yesterday. But are you glad he brought you over to today? But our job is to rejoice and be glad that we're in the day. Hallelujah. And I know you're about wore out. Praise God. Hallelujah. But we're going to have to do what the Lord said. All right. We're not going to hold you too long. Normally, I'm already sitting down, already down, closing out. All right. So, I'll be putting icing on the cake again. Everything been done wonderfully. But we can't omit the preached word. Hallelujah. We thank everybody for everything they've done. And one of this calls attention to all these birthdays. I think I count about 15. Two of them today. Mother Brooks and Sis Kimberly, we all stand. And okay, Mother Austin got one this month too, don't she? Okay, I see it. On the 7th. And I want Mother Austin to stand. She's our special lady. The Lord should continue to tarry with her. She will be hitting 96. Now all the birthday babies of June stand. All of you that got your birthday in June. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you. And many more. God bless you. Hallelujah. What time is it? Good news time. God's word is good news, and it's good news in this bad news world. Anybody need some good news? Amen. Hallelujah. We are to bring you good tidings. Good news. And our text will be found in the book of Matthew, 8th chapter, verse 2. Matthew 8. Verse 2. Eternal God will stand near you, the spirits of man, mental man, physical man. Put them all into your care that you may use us for your glory and your honor and your praise. Send forth a word enriched with power, deliverance, victory, joy, peace, love. Send your word. Enlighten us that we might be better examples for you. In Jesus' name we ask. And the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in our sight. O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. Are we there? Matthew 8, verse 2. And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. Praise God. We pray after me and say, Lord, make me clean. Hallelujah. make me clean. It's important that we do this and to realize that we are not clean beings, though we may think we are, on the spiritual realm. And we cannot clean ourselves. Therefore, it's important that you realize that your cleanness must come through the Lord. The scripture said, now you are clean by the word. All right? And it takes the word of God to cleanse you. All right? So read your Bible daily. All right? We can't clean ourselves, then that means that we cannot, certainly can't clean no one else. The Bible tells us that the very best that we can do is just as filthy rags. So my filth on your filth ain't gonna do but give me some double filth. All right, so we got to learn how to focus on ourselves. We spend too much time in life focusing on somebody else. Focusing on their life, what they're not doing, what they ought to be doing. And we're missing out on our life that God has given you to enjoy, to experience, to help other people find our happiness, but we're too busy dealing with what's wrong rather than dealing with what's right. And as we go through life and we realize that we got to look at ourselves in order to make this all right. Now, this is going to be very short. All right, because you already got a little word today. Okay. David said in Psalms 51, have mercy upon me. All right, he realized that he needed God's grace. He needed it for the Lord to have mercy on him. Because he is not all he was supposed to be. And you know, David was one of God's, one that God, he said, David was a man of his own heart. You know, and David worshiped God, and David praised God. And David praised God so much he danced out of his clothes. He knew who God was, and he knew what God could do. Therefore, he could say, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. I know that when I need some help, I know who to go to. He is my shepherd. He's looking over me. And so, Lord, I need to be worthy of the attention you've given me. And since I need to be worthy, I need to be clean. And I need your help. Make me clean. And he said, oh God, according to your loving kindness and according to your tender mercy, blot out my transgression. And then he goes on with that second verse, say, wash me. And tell the Lord, wash me. Wash me, and I want you to do a good job. He said, wash me thoroughly. That means through and through. Don't just pour some water on me and run the rag around a little bit and wring it out and say you're clean. Back in the days, though, when they had to do the washing and on the outside with the iron tub and the fire out there to boil the white clothes, and if you didn't boil them long enough, then, and you hang them on the line, you see some dirt spots. And then you had to take them back down and go again. But so he wanted to be washed through and through. Some of us saints haven't been washed through and through. Okay, we've been dipped in the water. But sometimes we need a soap. They would take some of them clothes and soak them overnight. Some of us need to be soaked. Our outer garments got washed. And we're looking like we're holy. But we can't act like we're holy. Okay. We look a lot of pious, but when you open your mouth, you cut people. Instead of mending the wound, we make the wound bigger. So we need to be washed so that we can see the hurt that we are putting out and do better about it. That wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and to cleanse me from my sin. So you see why we need to be clean? And don't tell me you haven't sinned. Because the word said we all have sinned. And we all have fallen short of the glory of God. Hallelujah. So Lord, cleanse me so I can do what I need to do, so I can do the right thing. I'm sometimes like Paul. I don't want to do the wrong thing. But lo and behold, I find myself doing it. I'm like Brother Ricky. I ain't all that clean yet either. He got to wash me every day. He got to wash me so I can keep on watching myself. Lord, you left a spot here. Lord, there's another spot over there. I need to be washed thoroughly. And how many know that sometimes getting the stain not going to cause some pain? Somebody said, no pain, no gain. But we need to be washed thoroughly. He said, I acknowledge that my transgressions and my sin, they're always before me. Hallelujah. He didn't say anything about Elder Swenson. He said, mine. We got to stay focused on self, church. Because why are you trying to clean me up? Your garment's getting dirty. And if you ain't no more getting dirty from the splashes off from me. So wash me and I acknowledge that my transgressions and my sins are ever before me. And it's against you, Lord. I didn't sin against thou, although I did the deed for thou. But it was against you. Well, why would he say against you? Because it was God's law, not theirs. It's God's word, not whoever it is. You transgressing God's word. You going against God. Clean me, Lord. Clean me so I can see the right thing. See the right way of doing things. Stop holding grudges on people. Because you know what you're doing, you're not holding against prosper there again. You're home against God. Hallelujah. Because God tell you to love them that hate you.